From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. With the explosive growth in the Treasure Valley and the rising cost of rent, it can be incredibly tough to find a place to live. And as those rents shoot up, more and more people financially are forced to move, which means more people are signing new lease agreements. The nonprofit Jesse Tree has been looking at some of those agreements, and they've been finding questionable, sometimes even illegal clauses that adversely affect the renter. Executive Director of Jesse Tree, Ali Rabi, wants to get the word out about what is and is not legal when it comes to your lease. And she's joining us now to explain. Ali, nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
Okay, can we just start with these leases? Because you found leases that said landlords can walk into the rental without any notice to the tenant, but that's not true.
Yes, we did find many lease agreements that waived a tenant's right to receive notice from their landlord if they're going to inspect the property. But by Idaho law, landlords do have to give tenants some notice that they're going to enter. We also saw many leases that allowed landlords to conduct self-help evictions by taking a tenant's property or shutting off their utilities. And then some others that require tenants to waive legal rights, such as a right to trial by jury, or even a right to sue a landlord in certain cases.
Okay, let's go back to this self-help eviction. Can you explain exactly what that is, and is it legal?
There is a lot of misunderstanding about the eviction process in Idaho. Under our laws, if a tenant doesn't pay their rent, a landlord needs to provide them with a 3-day notice to pay or quit. After 3 days, the landlord can then file for eviction in court, and a summons will be sent to the tenant, notifying them of their court date. The tenant must then go through the court process with the landlord, and the judge has to enter a judgment to evict the tenant. All of those steps have to happen for a legal eviction. But some landlords think, or even tenants think as well, that a landlord can just evict the tenant themselves without going through that legal process. So that's what a self-help eviction is, and that is not legal.
Okay. You also found at least one lease that said the landlord can seize your personal property if your rent is late. And then they go on to say the landlord can destroy the property after 10 days. Talk about this one.
That's definitely not legal. This lease agreement did say that the landlord was able to take the tenant's property, put it in storage, and then require the tenant to pay for the storage. If they didn't, then the landlord could destroy the property. That would be a self-help eviction and is not allowed under the law.
You mentioned this at the top, so I want to come back to this. And this is this idea of waiving your right to a jury trial. You found a couple of leases that the tenant has to waive their right to a jury trial. I would think that that's unconstitutional.
It is. And Idaho Legal Aid won this case a while back that created in our law that a tenant does have the right to request a trial by jury in an eviction case. We don't see it a lot, but it does happen now and again. And that is their legal right. And a landlord can't require a tenant to waive any of their legal rights under Idaho code or a constitution, as you said, in the lease agreement. It has to align with what's in the law.
So you also saw some leases that said you cannot sue the landlord. Is that illegal?
Yes, that is also illegal. Well, a tenant can always bring a landlord to small claims court, or of course, if they break the law in other ways, could notify law enforcement about that.
So what then happens if a renter signs a lease that has these clauses in it? Is there a fix? I mean, can they then go to court? And even though we're sitting here and you're saying, yes, this part is not illegal, but, you know, an average person who signs the lease may think that they don't have any recourse.
Unfortunately, tenants have very little bargaining power when they sign a lease agreement. We have a less than 1% vacancy rate in many urban areas of Idaho now, and tenants can apply to hundreds of units and not get a single response back. So I think many tenants feel an obligation to sign a lease agreement when they receive it, rather than going through it with the landlord and trying to identify things that they may or may not be allowed to do. But we do advise tenants when they sign a lease agreement to sit down with the landlord and go through it line by line, just coming at it to try to show the tenant is trying to understand the lease and understand their rights and responsibilities. And that will give them a chance to notice any issues with the lease agreements. These were the biggest ones that we noticed, but definitely encourage folks to ask questions and be informed when they sign on the dotted line.
So I want to talk a little bit more, Ali, about another problem facing renters right now. And this is the price of rent going up. Is there a limit in our state on how much landlords can increase your rent, can they do whatever they want to?
Rent has increased by 40% in Ada County over the last couple of years, and we've seen a ton of folks in eviction court who've had their rent increased by even up to $500 a month. They're in court simply because they can't afford that increase and can't find anywhere else to go. In the state of Idaho, though, there is no limit to how much rent can be increased. There is one requirement under the Fair Warning Act that was passed a few years ago that requires a landlord to give tenants 30 days notice for any rent increase that's 10% or more of the monthly contract rent. So that's the only limit. Other than that, rent can be increased at the time of lease renewal, or if folks are on a month-to-month lease agreement, can be increased really at any time.
Mm. And I know you're also seeing fees going up for late rent payments, including a $500 fee if the rent is late. What can people do if something like that happens?
Yes, there are no limits on rental fees under Idaho code. There is, of course, the application fee ordinance just in the city of Boise that limits application fees. But for other rental fees, of which there are many, there's no limit. There's not a lot that tenants can do when fees are imposed on them. Landlords are not required to notify tenants of what fees are in the lease agreement under Idaho law right now. They're supposed to put it in the lease agreement, but landlords can charge tenants fees that they may not initially disclose. And then, we've seen a $500 flat late fee or other $50 per day fees. Tenants get charged processing fees if they pay by check or credit card. A landlord charges tenants $50 in some cases to provide them with a piece of paper. So it's a huge issue. Unfortunately, there's not a lot tenants can do. And something they should know is that when they pay their rent, if they have any fees on their ledger, the rent payment will go towards the fees first. And then they can keep accumulating fees as time goes on. So just need to watch out for that and make sure people know. I want to make sure that tenants know and are communicating with their landlords about those fees because they really can. They really can get you.
And I know that Jesse Tree is doing a lot to help help renters, in particular, Ali, the hundreds of folks who have been evicted in the Treasure Valley so far this year. I mean, it's what, upwards of 400 evictions?
Yeah, now we're up to 500. This last month has been really busy in eviction court. With rising rent, we see increased evictions. It's just that more and more folks are living on the line and something comes up in their budget that they don't anticipate, and suddenly they can't pay their rent and they're in eviction court. So Jesse Tree is here to serve folks in that situation. We do catch people up on rent that they owe and provide them with case management support. So if anybody's in that eviction process, we encourage them to call our phone number, 208-383-9486, and we'll talk them through the situation and see what we can do.
Well, good information, Ali. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
We've been talking with Ali Rabi, executive director of the nonprofit group Jesse Tree, discussing unethical and illegal renting practices that are going on in the Treasure Valley. Jesse Tree is hosting a house party for anyone who wants to learn about their program. It's happening Wednesday night at Lost Grove Brewing in Boise.